producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And our friends in the far and wide places, how are you? How was your break? Did you do the Thanksgiving Day thing? Did you spend some time with the fam? Take a couple of extra days off, perhaps? Boy, it seems like the world never stops spinning, no matter what's going on. And certainly, besides football, there were some few and far and in between spaces, I think, in the last 4 or 5 days, including what's happening in Paris. You have the cops and the protesters now that are in a clash. You got hundreds of arrests. This is right ahead of the climate conference and we're concerned about the safety of all the dignitaries that are there. The serious worry, I think, of Alain and his crew and trying to keep everybody safe in light of what happened just a few weeks ago, hard to believe, to Paris with those terrorist attacks that ISIS claims is their handiwork. And, you know, it's interesting, the with what's going on with ISIS, I just read a report the other day that, believe it or not, there are actually some defections. And defection is a good thing if we're saying people defecting from ISIS. That's what's happening. The death toll is continuing to rise, and perhaps that's scaring a few people. And in the meantime, there are still sleeper cells, supposedly, according to the government, of disgruntled Americans and others who have gone to the bar of ISIS and they're partaking in the menu. But the defections of the Islamic State fighters, I think, is a huge deal. And of course, this is what our CIA, etc., have their finger on watching this. So now what's happening is the ranks are starting to thin, according to intelligence reports. So does that mean the airstrikes are working? Does that mean that people are bailing on ISIS? What does that mean when we're talking about defections? Because there are checkpoints that are hardly manned now. There are areas that used to be thick with ISIS fighters that aren't. So their forces have obviously eroded. And that's a good thing if this is what we're seeing. 23,000 Islamic fighters. That's the estimate of how many have died. 3,000 since mid-October. That's according to Army General Lloyd Austin, who oversees the U.S. military operations in the Middle East. He's chief of CENTCOM, and he told troops last week in Iraq that the campaign is inflicting maximum pain on the enemy. Boom, we're taking it to them. Don't believe the nonsense you hear. Well, then I say that's a good thing. If we're finally starting to see that ISIS's ranks are being thinned out, I would say you keep the pressure on. Blow it all up. The Kurds in Syria and Iraq, and of course the U.S. airstrikes and others connected to it, have had some serious blows lately. And if they're not enough to even sit there at the checkpoints, that is huge. Huge. If they're not seizing the territory that they were seizing before, that's good. But I wouldn't underestimate the power of recruitment. I've said this before, with slick magazines and videos and ways to reach out to people who are disgruntled. We know that there are sleeper cells in the United States, in Australia, in Canada, and other places in the world. So you cannot completely say that this is, that the world is 90%, 100%, 50% even, safer from the clutches of ISIS. I have to mention this at the top, and this is a weird segment. I mean, a weird seg into it, but how about the Denver Broncos in overtime, defeating the New England Patriots. So much for the perfect record, and so much for Peyton Manning, because a quarterback in his mid-20s named Brock Osweiler is the quarterback for Denver, and of course the conditions snowy and all that other sort of stuff, and Osweiler, 23 of 42, 269 yards, and a touchdown. So Tom Brady and the Patriots go down, and Denver somehow rallies back as they were grasping at straws and trying to play catch-up at one point, and ultimately Denver hangs on for a huge win. Guaranteed when we talk about numbers, and Sunday Night Football gets huge numbers. They're going to see big ones for this one, because I bet you people were glued to this, the tail end of the Thanksgiving weekend for many. Here's a quick follow-up at the beginning as I'm kind of giving you a grab bag, excited to be back on the air and talking about what's happening. Besides the good news that ISIS, we're starting to see signs that at least on the so-called elusive front lines, they're having trouble manning many of the areas that they have held for a while now. Then you have the gunfight that erupted in New Orleans. Remember, there was the video shoot, and all of a sudden you had two groups of people that were shooting at each other. Well, they got a $1.7 million bond smashed on the head of the man who apparently was the impetus for this whole thing. Really sad to hear this story, you know, as we were heading into the whole Turkey Day thing. But this is the guy that police accuse of participating in the gunfight that hurt so many people in a New Orleans playground. And this was actually after a neighborhood parade. So this guy was booked with 17 counts of attempted murder. And this was at the Bunny Friend Playground. And there were so many people that had gathered there who were on the playground for this parade. And then they were going to do a video. And before they knew it, people were scrambling for their lives. Luckily, nobody was killed when this big crowd suddenly, again, was blown apart. And this was by 32-year-old Mo Allen is his name, Joe Mo Allen. So he's also being held without bond on another out-of-state warrant. But the good news is they got him. It took a couple of days, but they were able to get him. And I think because they flushed him out, they were searching all over the place from the Ninth Ward on down. And eventually he felt as though he was going to be caught. So he turned himself in because of how aggressive the search was to bring him in. And lo and behold, he's in trouble with something else. And at least by turning himself in and the police force being able to get people in the neighborhoods to be on the lookout, this was a good thing, because then you don't have to walk away and say, oh, here we go, another situation where somebody comes in, almost kills half of the crowd, and gets away with it. And we're looking all over the place, under every single rock, and we're using tons of manpower to do this over this holiday. So there, they got lucky, and I think it was because of diligent people and diligent cops who were really flushing him out, handing out flyers, going door to door, looking at neighborhoods, immediately on his trail after this happened. Stay with us. Coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. Plus, you can throw in your 2 cents. Hey, how was your holiday? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Did any of you brave Black Friday? I did, and it was a blip on the radar screen. Nobody was around. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without showing you. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose.
So here's the thing. Did you survive Black Friday? Did you love it? Marketers slap a tag, Black Friday, and everybody jumps on the sales. And this has been around for a long time. Since I was a kid, maybe before that, somebody coined the term. And Black Friday just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But now there's competition. Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, eventually, whatever the estimate is, I'm sure it will be more than the money that ultimately is made with sales on Black Friday. Because more and more people don't want to go out and fight crowds. They'd rather just jump on the internet, especially when you have Jeff Bezos' Amazon, where they practically deliver it in 3 days. The need to go and hit the stores not necessarily as great. So the whole Black Friday thing, they've had to come up with some clever twists to try to entice people to come. The first 100 people get a $10 off gift certificate, or I saw something the other day for some place where they were giving away Downton Abbey teacups, and if you were the first person in, they had three different versions, you were the first person in the door at like 6 a.m. I'd have my cup out here. I want my coffee. I came in the store to get this free cup. I want my coffee right now. So whatever it takes to get people to come in for it, but it's crazy, isn't it? Only in America, right? It's a brilliant idea. Somebody comes up with the idea of, boom, we're going to call it Black Friday. It takes off, makes millions and millions of dollars for the retail world. Then, because we're all on the internet constantly, and it's more about jumping online and ordering things, then you have Cyber Monday, which is sure to be huge. In the midst of the real stuff that's going on and swinging the calendar over, here we are almost in December, and then that's it. We hit January, and it's full speed ahead because we've got Iowa, New Hampshire in February. Before you know it, we'll be in the thick of primary season. So everything that's been talked about with Donald Trump, all the thoughts and opinions that all of you have shared about who's running and who you'd rather vote for and what have they said and what about the last debate. We have another debate coming up before the Christmas holiday, and it's December 15th. So the debates are the gifts that keep on giving. And this one is significant because now we'll get to the point where once we get into 2016, it's going to have a whole different feel, or at least I think it will have a different feel, because now it's not so much about forecasting, it's about results. Once you hit the primaries anyway, then it's going to be results, results, results. Yes, campaigning, but who does what in the primaries? Then before you know it, we're 6 months away, and we have the Democratic convention, and then we have the Republican convention, and that's it. Then it's a race to the finish line. Who's the Democratic nominee and who is the Republican nominee? Suffice to say, as many people who are running around with Feel the Burn t-shirts and bumper stickers, I believe Hillary Clinton has locked up this nomination. I thought at one point it seemed a little shaky, and geez, maybe this is going to become more of a fight to the end. But if anything, this is the easiest layup she's had, much different than 2008 when Barack Obama ultimately won the nomination. She has a clear path now, no matter what anybody thinks about what happened in Benghazi or the emails or the Clinton history going all the way back to Whitewater, any of that. I think, yes, that's fair game. Yes, it's headlines or sidebar columns, but not enough to knock a Clinton down. And she's been dealing with that forever. Forever. So Bernie does not have enough of the party behind him because he's too left of left. She is the one. So who is going to oppose Hillary Clinton is the biggest question going. The Republicans are much more intriguing in that sense, because we don't really know who it's going to be, right? Who do you think it's going to, I mean, is it going to be Trump? Is there a Trump under your tree for Christmas? He certainly in all the polls leading up to this, where we're forecasting it, he leads, even if he slips down a little bit. Let's go out to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Always give me a half a second, please, love.
I will give you.
I told Patrick I wanted to compliment you on you complimenting Izzy and me and Grim and the others that call in and giving us those kudos that you did. I was listening, and I was smiling from ear to ear, and I wasn't even so shallow as to call in and tell you what I had for dinner that night.
Well, here's what happens, Dan. You know, a lot of people write, I can't believe how many emails I get, and people are afraid to call. They like listening to you guys, or they tell me their thoughts in the emails. I think I'm not going to bite anyone, but I think that's funny. But yes, absolutely.
Well, you're such a sweet, gracious hostess, and always, like you say, you're for all of us, whether we're right or right or left or left or somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Even if we're lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
I won't mention names. Even if we believe that Muslims are good people, even if we are stupid that way. I mean, I'm confused. Pardon me. I didn't mean to say stupid. But other than that, I'm as happy as can be. And my turkey dinner you were talking about was absolutely fabulous. It was a butterball, golden brown. Mm. I make the best dressing that you've ever tasted.
Mm.
The only thing I didn't make was oyster dressing, which I sometimes do for me, but I didn't do it this year. But everybody that came over had Well, they didn't get any turkey because that was gone, baby. I mean, we went through that like, the Indians threw custard.
You're so bad. Yeah, because you know, so you had no leftovers for sandwiches then.
No, there wasn't anything left over. We had turkey hash the next day, and that was it. It was gone. But somebody kept sneaking in there making sandwiches, and when I woke up, all the mayonnaise was gone. Half the bread was gone. I think it was a Gleek that lives here.
It was one of your offspring.
Yeah, one of my springs that are off. Yeah.
I love it. You cracked me up. That's funny. Good. I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, I did. And I hope yours was just as good.
Yes.
Did you go out of town or did you stay in town with brothers?
I did get to go out and then come back in, so it was good to see family.
That was quite a game tonight, wasn't it? I mean,
it was
that snowstorm.
Incredible game.
Oh,
it was and here you have Denver toppling the perfect record of the Patriots.
Well, I felt sorry for the Patriots. My God, Gronk went out. I mean, Edelman was gone. Amendola was out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All of his top receivers were gone. He was playing with a injured skeleton crew that did the best they could. But you got to give kudos to Denver. They played a remarkable game, and that last touchdown that they got. I was screaming, go, baby, go, baby, go, and he did. And I was, I wasn't against the Patriots, but I was for Denver, and it was just a perfect end to our Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend.
Yeah, it was a great game, no question.
Well,
it was
that's
fun
about
to watch.
All out of me, and I wish nothing but the best for you for the rest of the year. And as far as the president, I don't know. I haven't a crystal ball, like you say. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Great call, Dan. Thanks. Glad you had a good holiday. And as he mentioned, and I mentioned at the top, boy, that game was something. You know, we do the nail the score game every week, and the nail the score game was the Cowboys and the Panthers. And of course, that ultimately was, I mean, that was a blowout. Not that most of us didn't feel like it wouldn't be necessarily that tight. Tony Romo, not in, and ultimately, when he is knocked out of a game and he is gone, they are toast. So the Panthers roll over the Cowboys 33-14, and nobody had 33-14. Now, Dan, actually, he had the Panthers 31-17. We had a 35-17, a 31-17, a 35-17. I had 31-21 Panthers, but nobody guessed it on the nose, and that's what Nail the Score is all about. So that game just signifies the end of the end for the Cowboys with Tony Romo gone with a collarbone injury. You could just see his wife just not liking that one bit, and of course not, because she's already been through that, and I think there was a rush to get him back. The Cowboys say no. He was certainly medically cleared, and they didn't win, and nobody won Nail the Score. But the game on Sunday night was a classic, and so congratulations to the Panthers for that big 30-24 win. C.J. Anderson on a 48-yard run with 12:32 left in overtime, powering the Broncos to victory. Meet you on the flip side.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Tonight, how you be, America? Some of you dealing with some pretty harsh weather. I know in Texas, there's been just rain that is wild. I mean, we're talking about a record rain. Record in the sense that in the history of looking back at weather stats, they have never seen so many inches compiled in a year. Almost, they're almost at 60 inches of rain. It's sad because I talked to my friends in California and they're desperate with the 4 years of a drought. They would take a downpour in a second, but there's so many floods and areas that unfortunately have taken the lives of people because they work at night, they're coming back from work, they're driving unaware. Boom, that's the flash flood that gets you. In our satellite facility, not too far away on the highways, you'll see these signs, turn around, don't drown. But I think when you have no idea what you're seeing and it's unfamiliar territory, you don't know it. And I know a lot of what's happened, sadly, has happened in the darker hours where people are going to work or coming back from something and unaware. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden their car is you know, floating. And, boy, oh, boy, so sad to see some of the video of rescues that just didn't happen because it was too late. The person drowned, but there were so many other rescues, I suppose, that worked out. Thank goodness for the first responders that are really doing some pretty incredible things in trying to pull people out of dire situations. The holidays for some were bleak, certainly for that reason. You know how America Tonight is. We bounce all over the place, and you bounce with us, so thank you for that as we come to the tail end of another year. I'm very grateful. And our mailbag is always full. I've never turned on the computer and gone to the mailbag and had hardly any emails. We have a ton of emails from all kinds of different people who listen to the show but never call. So I'm inviting you in 2016. Don't be afraid. If you have something you want to say, I love that you email, but if you have a chance to give us a quick call, certainly do that. 855-266-5283. Remember, put it on speed dial. On that note, let's head to the mailbag. It is mail time. All right, so here's our first one. This one is from Ben. Kate Delaney, I used to listen to you in New York. I just recently found you on America Tonight. Where have you been, my love? I've missed listening to you. I was so excited. I was driving somewhere, and I was flipping through, honestly, the stations, and I happened to hear you. In fact, I was in Florida, and I was not too far from Sarasota, so I'm assuming it's a station there. Yes, we are on in Sarasota. So that's where he must have caught us. So then he goes on to say, Kate, I have to also tell you that it's a pleasure listening to you invite other people to come on the air with you, no matter how they feel, whether they are extremely liberal, I think I understand from what you're saying, or they are extremely right. Too bad more of the liberals don't take you up on it, but that's not a shock because the liberals, I'm going to have to take a swipe at them, are very good at complaining, not good on the follow through, if you know what I mean. I will keep listening to you, and I promise I will call in the very near future. I do say that. It's funny because Dan mentioned that in a previous segment. That is my go-to phrase, I suppose. Don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Have an opinion. Be passionate about this country. The reason I started America Tonight, because I'm, you know, in school and as a kid, I was just such a news and political junkie and sports information and business info. Honestly, that was my world. So it's not a shock that I went in this direction, but the frustration that bubbles over, I feel you because I'm right there with you as I have family members all over the country and in different economic situations and for different reasons. And I will tell you this. The one common denominator with my family, whether they killed themselves to have some extra bucks and went further in school, or they have a high school education and went right to work, the one common denominator, in fact, one of my best friends that went straight to work, wanted to go to college, couldn't do it, had to help the family. She's the one that retires with the most money, I think, in the end. But regardless, the one common denominator I hear from everyone is complaints about healthcare, is complaints about their coverage, how it's inadequate, how they're paying more, how they don't know how they can afford it, how, yeah, they really do with the a la carte menu, sometimes avoid little things that maybe they should have looked at because they're not just going to run into the doctor's office anymore if they can figure out a way to treat it themselves, which means they get on the phone and they call everyone they know and they start describing their symptoms. So I'm going down a rabbit trail, but anyway. Maybe I share too much. Let's go to this one. This is Huck. Kate, what happened in New Orleans in that shooting was just so despicable. I'm glad that they found the shooter, and I'm very glad that they were able to utilize the police force as quickly and as efficiently as possible and have people reach out and also help as well, because it's a high time that we don't let thugs like this slip through the fingers of law enforcement, especially when you imagine that you had kids that were there and you had bullets flying in all kinds of directions for seemingly no reason. I would like to know why this guy did what he did. What was he hoping to accomplish? Well, yeah, we don't know the answer to that. And this is somebody who's been in trouble before, so, you know, imagine what you will. The bond is huge, and of course it is, and it's not, he's not going to be bonded out. And this could have been an even worse scenario if more, well, first of all, if anyone had been killed, but if even more people were injured. But it was bad enough. I mean, I can't imagine. I go to the park and I'm nicked by a bullet because I'm at a parade, and then because ultimately I'm asked to be part of this video shoot. I mean, come on, give me a break. Wrong, wrong, wrong in so many ways. Definitely. Definitely. All right, here's one from Tom. Kate, I've called the show before, although it's been a long time. I'm swamped. I love you. I'm writing to say, all the years you had some great guests on. You really were all over Katrina and the NSA and what they were doing with the bulk phone collection. Did you know that they have officially ended the phone data collection? Yes, I do know that. It just happened, as a matter of fact. In fact, they were trying to get it to wrap up sooner, but they couldn't do it. So, I mean, we can't move five steps ahead. It's just not possible. But anyway, they did. It happened over the weekend. It, you know, it happened on Sunday, in fact. So no more just grabbing up a whole bunch of metadata. Instead, it has to be more focused and more targeted. At least that's what we're told. That's what the shift is. And this is the shift because of Ed Snowden. So as many people attack Ed Snowden, he's a traitor, he's awful. Isn't it interesting that because of this guy who let the world know what was going on in the NSA, we've had a massive shift in what the organization is able to collect. Remember, it was just back in June when the Prez signed that reform that took away the National Security Agency's authority, basically, to dip its hands in and collect all the bulk data in the phone records of millions of us, millions of Americans. So now you've got to have a targeted warrant or court order to collect the phone metadata from any of the telecom companies, the Sprints, the Verizons, the AT&Ts, any of those. That's the only way they can do it. And I think that's a very, very good thing. But we wouldn't have known that if it weren't for Ed Snowden. All right, here's one from The Trick. The Trick, I'm waiting for. What's the treat? The Trick says, Kate, I am so tired of the same old politics. Part of me is very excited for 2016, if for nothing else, that we get this primary season over with. We know who's running and we see what happens. Part of me is also scared to death for fear of what the unknown will bring. I think this next president inherits a heap of problems that they're going to have to sort out. And also, in a tricky time when we're dealing with terrorism and so much else, including the border wars. Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, wouldn't it be great? It's always great to follow the guy where things are smooth sailing, I guess. But when economically, now Janet Yellen, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, is supposed to testify in Congress, she will, on Thursday, and talk about where we are economically. But when you're handed a whole trash can of problems and a whole bunch of policies that need to be sorted out, of course, it's never fun. And then also this vitriol in Washington that we didn't necessarily have as much 20 years ago. It wasn't really so much part of our past. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, yes, Patrick E. joins me for a little true or false. K. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thanks for hanging with us. We do this fun little thing with Patrick Eggdorf. It's called a True or False. He is still high on tryptophan. You know what tryptophan is, that whole turkey thing when you get in a coma from the Thanksgiving Day feast that goes on and on and on. Is it true? Are you high on tryptophan?
You know, I have been feeling a little tired today.
Did you eat how much turkey did you eat?
This year my mom actually made it into kind of a turkey pot pie, and I had several platefuls of that.
Wait, so I see what she did. You had a turkey, and then she took what was left and made it into pot pie.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, I bet that's good. I bet your mom's a good cook.
Yeah, it was pretty delicious.
aren't you like from that whole Nordic fare? Aren't you? If we went on to Ancestry.com, aren't you guys like the Nordic variety?
Oh yeah, very very Norwegian.
I knew it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Always good food.
Oh yeah, lots of butter and sugar.
Oh, all right. Now I'm hungry, and I'm really doing good. So let's forget that. All right, a little true or false here. Is it true it took overtime for the Denver Broncos to beat the Patriots on Sunday night? True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
You were paying attention. Yes, it is true. It was an incredible game, and a game where one of the top targets for Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, was carted off the field with a right knee injury with less than 3 minutes left in the game. And hopefully he's okay, because there's been so many injuries to the Patriots, and just in football in general, there's always so many injuries. But yes, you got that right. It was a thrilling game, a thrilling game. The fact that the Broncos were able to come back. So you think of quarterbacks to lead a 14-point fourth-quarter comeback versus the Patriots since 2001, in which Tom Brady played the entire game. You know who they are? Peyton Manning in 2009 and 2015, Brock Osweiler. Unbelievable. All right, let's move on to this one. Is it true there is a movie called Concussion that is about the epidemic concussions happening in the NFL that will star Will Smith, and it opens on Christmas Day? True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
True. Ding, ding, ding. So far you're on a roll. Absolutely. It is true. And that movie is causing Patrick quite a stir, because it's the doctor who first discovered that there was this thing called CTE, which, by the way, Frank Gifford's widow, Kathy Lee Gifford, who's on that show following the Today Show, that family, the Gifford family, has said that they wanted his brain tested, and they discovered that Frank Gifford, who lived into his 80s, by the way, had CTE. So not good when they're doing these autopsies and finding all that stuff out. How about this one? Because they are, well, simply hungry, there are hundreds, hippos that have decided they are going to take up residence in a town in Colombia. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
True. I thought I could catch it with that one. Biologists in Colombia, folks, say a drought, this is what happens with animals too, has forced hippopotamuses, a couple of them at least, into a town in search of food. They are, they say they're descendants of a group imported in the 80s by the drug baron Pablo Escobar for his private zoo near the town of Puerto Trufo. And, so those hippos, which, I mean, you can't go near them. They're telling the local kids, be careful, stay away from the animals, that they are starving, and so that's why they're doing that. All right, let's move on to another one for you. True or false? Having some fun doing this true or false thing, as we, you know, always do. I'm trying to really trip you up here, so we're going to go to the world of technology, which is probably your bag, so I'm probably not going to trip you up.
We'll see. We'll see.
But we'll try this. PS4 is now deciding it's going to do PC streaming. PlayStation said, we need to do that because we need to keep up with the rest of the gaming industry. So PS4 is going to do this streaming thing, and it's going to be sooner rather than later. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Oh, it's true. Yep, Sony is working on an application to support the streaming for PlayStation 4 games. And they're hoping that it will happen very, very soon. They say that some people ask if they're going to provide remote play function to the PC, and they're saying yes, and they're working on an official application for PC, Mac. So that's in the works, and it makes sense because, again, they have to keep up. So naturally, you've got to do that, right? All right, let's move on to another one, and I'm going to keep it in the technology. I'm going to keep it in the technology sector for a second. We know the popularity of superheroes and, you know, people flock to the Marvel comic movies, any of that kind of stuff. So, how about this? The Avengers game is out. It's hot and apparently is one of the most requested games being played out there. So of all the games that you could possibly play in the gaming world, the Avengers has found a big crowd. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Here's the deal. 2012, the premiere of the Avengers, the landscape, they say, was changing. So the Avengers, or the video game, using the name, is kind of on its, it's like the last gasp, they say, with licenses and marketing and blockbuster movies around it and all that kind of stuff. So what they're saying is, as far as it's concerned, that it's done okay. It's sort of in the middle. They decided they would remake a few things, and it wasn't what they initially thought it would be. So, in other words, you're not completely wrong, but you're not completely right. How's that for being vague? Because even they can't really make up their mind. They're still trying to work some of the kinks out. So that makes sense. All right, here's the last one for you. True or false, Baskin-Robbins has decided, because of the pressure and so much competition in the ice cream industry, that they are selling to Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's is expanding by buying the franchise. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
False! No. Baskin-Robbins is not selling, to my knowledge, although they could be working on a midnight deal right now, to Ben and Jerry's. And you know what? I actually, in asking that, Patrick, I don't even know which one is bigger anymore, because Ben and Jerry's has gotten really big, but I think, I would still think that Baskin-Robbins has to be bigger than Ben and Jerry's. I mean, you know, they're all about the flavors, and there's, they've got yogurt, and they've got, you know, anything you can possibly imagine. But I find Ben and Jerry's more in the grocery store than actually going to a Ben and Jerry's. Have you ever been to a Ben and Jerry's?
Maybe a long time ago.
Yeah, me either. It just made me kind of think about that. I mean, they're big, but how many shops do they have across the United States? And you know what? They're very political. If you go to their website, they have, you know, this climate justice at COP21, live updates from the UN climate conference, and they have all kinds of links to clean energy and people power, and you know, it's more than just ice cream. It's a movement at Ben and Jerry's. They got pictures of people who work for them, ways to connect, factory tours, yeah. It's pretty huge, but I don't know about how many stores they have in the United States. I'll figure that out. We'll do some research. We'll find it out. Great job, Patrick, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.